employees. It was announced by Superintendent Anna Turnell Monday night in a parent square message. She did not indicate exactly how many employees, which departments, or which schools would be impacted, only that cuts need to be made to cover their budget shortfall. The shortfall numbers translate to about 85 positions, but it's unclear if that many staff members will be let go. The Bodine Company is fighting a proposed record $8.6 million fine levied by the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board for alleged discharges from their MarkWest quarry. The company has invested over $4 million in stormwater capture and treatment systems to mitigate runoff into MarkWest Creek, Porter Creek, and eventually the Russian River. The Water Control Board says their equipment failed and allowed for excessive runoff during storms. A public hearing is scheduled for October 2nd through 4th at the Regional Board's office on Sky Lane Boulevard in Santa Rosa. We told you yesterday of Macy's plans to close an additional 150 stores within the next 3 years. This morning, we know of at least one location on the chopping block, the iconic Macy's on Union Square in San Francisco. The 400,000-square-foot building on Geary Street will be put up for sale, according to Macy's. In sports, the Warriors beat the Washington Wizards 123-112 last night. They'll take on the New York Knicks Thursday at 4:30. And your forecast, sunny and nice with low to mid-60s. Increasing clouds for tonight with a chance of rain by early tomorrow morning, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with highs in the 50s. Rain will continue pretty much through Sunday with 2 to 3 inches falling for most. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic, an expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com.
Jack Smith Glass Insights, let's sun in.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
102.7 The Wolf, Rick Michaels here, and Wendy's is going to try to boost profits by introducing a digital menu board. It's going to have the capacity to display surge pricing that fluctuates through the day. Now, think about that if you're in the drive-thru and you're about to order and all of a sudden the price changes and goes up. Of course, would you buy that item now? But then again, what if the price goes down?
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. The music loud. Women walk. I've been kicked around since I was born. I have a tolerance. That's okay. And you may look the other way. But we can try to understand. And do your time to make no man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive. We're the city breaking and everybody shaking. And we're staying alive. Staying alive. Ah, ah, ah.
to buy something on the internet right now?
A material world.
Here's some great tunes while you think about it. 102.7, The Wolf.
It's a laid-back
Tuesday afternoon.
We're here every day with America's greatest hits on 102.7 The Wolf. If you've got chores,
Thursday night, your stockings needed mending.
Or if you're thinking,
it's Friday, a little old.
We get it. Take The Wolf with you for your weekend, too.
Such a long time. It's Saturday.
And don't forget,
wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
We've got you covered 24/7. 102.7 The Wolf.
Oh.
Game of give and take. You can't hurry love.
Time for another update on the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Wednesday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Still in pretty good shape heading through downtown Santa Rosa. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Wendy's. Took a look at your northbound 101 ride from Petaluma over the grade and into the 12 interchange. That is an easy 16-minute ride. South 101 leaving Petaluma, the Marin County commute really thickening up heading into the Novato Narrows. You'll slow well before San Antonio Creek, but the rest of Marin is moving well. Plan on 32 minutes into Central San Rafael. Petaluma to the Golden Gate, 45 minutes. Wendy's breakfast, 2 for $3. Biggie Bundles lets you choose your perfect duo from your fave four, like a sausage or egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, or medium hot coffee. Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Give my love and all. Here at home, you're the
branches wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time.
102.7 The Wolf.
Sing along to on 102.7 The Wolf.
time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Authorities have identified the woman who died Friday in a single vehicle accident just outside of Sonoma as 78-year-old Janet Nicholas, a Sonoma resident and former Sonoma County supervisor. She served 7 years on the Board of Supervisors, along with being appointed to the State Board of Prison Terms and the State Board of Education. She was driving on Norbaum Road around 10:30 in the morning when her vehicle flipped down an embankment while making a turn. One of California's most polluted properties, a mercury mine in Lake County, is finally getting funding for cleanup. The Sulphur Bank mine operated between the 1860s and 1957 and is adjacent to Clear Lake near Clear Lake Oaks. Mercury from the mine does leach into the lake. What is left of the mine is a pit the size of 20 football fields, a 90-foot-deep acidic pond, and massive piles of waste and old mining equipment. Now, $94 million of Superfund cleanup money is headed there. The project should start next year. Today, Sonoma County will conduct a test of the SoCo Alert emergency notification system starting at 11 a.m. in Windsor and selected Sonoma County evacuation zones adjacent to the town. From 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., notifications will be sent to those signed up through SoCo Alert. In sports, the Ukiah boys soccer team beat Chico, setting up a showdown with Cardinal Newman on Thursday.